Is this current Springbok team the greatest South African national rugby team of all time? It is a question that deserves to be answered. The team's performances on the field merit us looking into this matter. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I examine exactly that. I will look at the facts, I will look at the performances, I will look at the statistics and try to come up with an answer that is worthy of that question. Where does this team lie in terms of all-time greatness? Well, firstly, let me just from the outset rule out any Springboks who played before 1996. Now, I know that you might be saying, oh, Pete, what about Uli? What about Donnie? What about Nas? Okay, I hear you, but I want to point something out that is very, very important. Before 1996, well, I suppose after the 1995 Rugby World Cup, rugby was an amateur sport. And I just think we cannot compare amateurs with professionals. So as much as I loved Danie Gerber, and believe me when I tell you, he was my hero. I loved Danie Gerber, okay, as a boy. But I can't compare Danie Gerber to Lucanio Am, Jacques Fourie, etc. And the reason is because Jacques Fourie, Lucanio Am, Jesse Creel, these guys, they're in the gym every day. They are eating the correct diet every day. They have access to recovery programs every day. They have access to study materials in terms of dissecting their opponents every day. Danie Gerber didn't have that. And as much as I love Danie, the reality is that if you had to go and pluck Danie out of 1985, he would stand no chance against 2024 Jesse Creel or Lucanio Am. It's not a fair comparison. Danie was the best player, in my opinion, he was the best player in the world in his day, but I don't think that we can compare him. Just another thing, this is quite interesting. A man like Hendre Pollard today is bigger than what a man like Tiaan Strauss was in the 90s. It's not a fair comparison. Tiaan Strauss, one of the greatest loose forwards ever produced in South Africa, as far as I'm concerned, and desperately unlucky not to have had the opportunity to play at the 1995 Rugby World Cup. But 1995 Tiaan Strauss would not have a fair fight against Hendre Pollard in 2024. It's almost like bringing a gun. Let me say that again. It's almost like bringing a knife to a gunfight. So we're not going to talk about the Springbok teams before 1996 because I just think it is very, very unfair. Let us instead hold dear the special memories of those teams from the older days. So the first thing that I think that we can do now that we are talking specifically about the professional era is let's compare achievements. This current Springbok team that we all love so much have won 21 of their last 24 test matches. That's a phenomenal return. Those three defeats, by the way, two of which were by just 1 point and came about because of a kick right at the end. Ireland beat us with a last minute kick, and we lost to Argentina because we missed a last minute kick. The other defeat was 13-8 to the Irish at the Rugby World Cup in the pool stage. Again, just a one score margin. This team has also won the Rugby Championship this year. We currently hold the Freedom Cup, the Mandela Plate, the Qatar Airways Cup, and also they went unbeaten on the end of year tour for the first time in 11 years. This is a team that has collected the trophies and has got all the badges to show for it. We could go back even a little bit further and say that this Springbok team also defeated the British and Irish Lions in 2021. That is something that no other team has been able to do since 2009. In fact, out of the last four British and Irish Lions tours, the Springboks are the only team that have beaten the Lions. Think about that for a moment. And then perhaps we can take another step back and go all the way back to the 2019 Rugby World Cup, and that is two World Cup trophies in a row. Us and the All Blacks are the only teams that have ever done that. We've beaten the Lions, we've won the Rugby Championship, plus all those little individual trophies and an unbeaten end-of-year tour. There's a lot of success to be celebrated as far as this team is concerned. Now, how do the teams of the past compare to the current crop when that is the standard that we are setting? Well, there are only two other Springbok teams or squads that I can think of that compare favorably on that front. Now, I would firstly go back to the 1997-98 Springboks, the ones who won 17 tests in a row. One of the great things that that team pulled off was beating Australia and New Zealand away from home. In my opinion, not so much Australia, but certainly New Zealand, beating the All Blacks in New Zealand has got to be one of the key criteria when we talk about how great any team is. And there are not many teams that have been able to do that. Similarly, if I was a New Zealander, I would be talking about beating South Africa in South Africa. Because similarly, not many teams have been able to beat the Springboks in our own backyard. In fact, over the years, New Zealand have won a series in South Africa. The Springboks have won a series in New Zealand. The British and Irish Lions have come to both countries and won series. France have come to both countries and won a series. And then Ireland have gone to New Zealand and won a series. That's it. No one else has come to our two countries and won a series. Not England, certainly not Wales or Scotland, and quite frankly, who else is going to do it? Argentina, probably. Australia. And we need to go and check on that. The Wallabies have never won a series in South Africa. But interestingly, they have won a test series in New Zealand. So we'll take that one. But back to the matter at hand. So we're talking about those 1997-98 Springboks. They won the Tri Nations. That was the first time that a South African team had done that. They missed out narrowly on a Grand Slam. And you either win a Grand Slam or you don't, okay? And they didn't, losing that last test to the English. But they went on a magnificent run. They also won a test series away from home in France. So there's a lot of positives about that team that won 17 tests in a row. And they did win a major trophy along the way. The 2009 Springboks also have to be mentioned, running away with the Rugby Championship that year. They beat the All Blacks in New Zealand as well. They also beat the Wallabies in Australia. But I think the thing with the 2009 Springboks is, even though they also won the series against the British and Irish Lions, the end-of-year tour in 2008 was successful. They had beaten Wales, they had beaten Scotland, and they also defeated England, famously, 42-6. So there was a nice bit of momentum that had built up to that. But they didn't have a great Tri-Nations in 2008. And then the end-of-year tour in 2009 didn't really go that well either. So it was quite brief, really. If you look at it, it was the three tests on the end-of-year tour in 2008, the three against the Lions, that's six, and then the six in the Rugby Championship. So it was a 12-game streak where we performed really, really well and won a couple of major trophies, but there wasn't really all that much to get excited about leading up to it and then in the aftermath. And then don't forget, 2010 wasn't a great year for the Springboks either. Whereas at least 97-98, we're talking about a 17-match or a 16-match winning streak. It was 17 matches in a row. They missed out on winning the 18th one. And again, before that, wasn't a good Tri-Nations in 97, lost the British and Irish Lions series. And after that, 1999 wasn't really a good year for the Boks either. So if we use that as our main criteria, then this current Springbok generation is easily the best one. This is our greatest period of sustained success. And it's a very exciting time to be a Springbok supporter. And just going back to the 97, 98, 99, 2000, just going back to that period, you may remember that there was a lot of chaos that took place when it came to SAFU, as they were still called in those days. It certainly felt like when something went wrong, then another thing would just go wrong as well, and things would often snowball. And there was a lot of maladministration, quite frankly, that took place in those days. Amateurs running a professional sport. Some people say that amateurs are still running this professional sport. But I think that we can safely say that today there is more stability. And I think a lot of that must be because of Russie Erasmus. Yes, the administrators appear to be doing a decent job, but when you factor in the controversy around that equity deal just a few weeks ago, I'm not so sure that the administrators are on top of their game as well as we might want them to be. Nevertheless, Russie Erasmus has done a magnificent job with the Springboks. And I will say this, as much as the record seems to indicate that this is the greatest Springbok squad of all time, and certainly in terms of sustained success, this is the best period in Springbok rugby history, I still think that when we talk about the GOAT debate. And just by the way, I should have mentioned it at the beginning of this episode. GOAT stands for greatest of all time. When we talk about things like that, at the end of the day, I really think it's just somebody's opinion. It's very, very subjective. Earlier, I mentioned Danny Gerber as my favorite player in those days, and I thought he was the best player in the world in those days as well. You might say to me, Pete, Nas Puerta was better than Danny Gerber. You might say to me, Philippe Cellar was better than Danny Gerber. You might say to me, Serge Blanco was better than Danny Gerber. I don't know. Was he? Maybe you think he was. Maybe you agree with me that Danny was better. It's your opinion and it's my opinion, and that's just the beauty of these things, is that we can sit down and we can discuss these things. And at the end of the day, there actually is no definitive answer. I'll give you another example, and this is why I don't really like doing these comparisons, but I know that people love talking about it at the Braai, and I thought that for that reason alone, it was worth making an episode out of this. Let's say, for example, that you say that Danny Gerber is the greatest rugby player of all time, and I say Oxenchair is the best rugby player of all time. I know that you might think that what I'm saying is humorous and funny right now, okay? Because obviously, if Ox is marking Danny, and Danny just has a little bit of space, he's going to sidestep right past Ox, right? Well, hang on a second. What are we doing when it's scrum time? Do you think Danny can scrum against Ox? I don't think so. And that is why I say you can't really, especially in rugby, you just can't compare players, and let alone eras. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, we're comparing amateurs to professionals. It's not fair, right? But nevertheless, it is a fun conversation and people certainly do like to have these chats. Before I say goodbye, the one thing that I do think that this Springbok team needs to do is beat the All Blacks in New Zealand. I think that if we do that, that will ensure that our place in history is not only confirmed, but that we will be forever immortalized as giants of rugby, this particular Springbok squad. We've beaten everybody. We've done it home and away. We won the World Cup away from home twice in a row. We've beaten the Lions. We've beaten the All Blacks, four in a row, as it turns out. We've beaten the Wallabies in Australia. We've beaten England at Twickenham. We've done it all. Maybe you could say, well, we need to beat Ireland in Dublin. Okay, that would be nice. But for me, the big one, we have to beat the All Blacks in New Zealand. If we do that, then there can be no doubt at all that this is the greatest Springbok team of all time. And you know what, guys? We're going to get our chance in 2025. The fixtures are out. It's been announced. It's been confirmed that the Springboks will be playing against the All Blacks at Eden Park in Auckland, as well as in Wellington. That'll be on the 6th and the 13th of September 2025. Remember, this year in the Rugby Championship, we hosted the All Blacks for two matches. Next year, we go there for two matches. And I am already excited. And by the way, don't forget, they haven't lost at Eden Park since 1994. This is a golden opportunity for us to have a crack at that unbeaten record of theirs in Auckland. I really cannot wait. So tell me, what do you think? Let me know in the comment section down below. How do you rate this Springbok squad currently? Are they the greatest Springboks of all time? Is there something that they still need to do to convince you? Or do you think that there was a better team, a better squad at a different stage in history? Maybe you think that a team in the amateur era was better than this current one. Let me know what you think in the comment section down below. And guys, just before I go, I want to tell you quickly about my Patreon page. And I'm trying to get more patrons. And the reason I want to do that is I'm trying to raise funds so that I can save money and go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you with daily content from Down Under. If you enjoy my content and you want to support me, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. You are welcome to give me more if you would like to do so, but I would very much appreciate any support that comes from you. And I will speak to you next time.